InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
It is Sunday, November 30th, 2025. And I'm going to be hosting all 4 hours here of Sunday Night Live for you. 4 p.m. Central to 8 p.m. Central. All right, in the last 2 weeks, have done the deep dive on the expansion of Islam, and they are into their takeover phase that is in the Quran, and the Quran is a military political manual. I literally have over 100 clips of top imams in every language, including dozens in English, saying we're now going into takeover phase, just like a Saturn rocket has three phases. And then I have huge stacks of them saying pedophilia is a good thing. I have stacks of them saying Christians must all be murdered. And if you see any nativity scenes, you must attack them, burn down their churches. And then we have that happening everywhere. And I just went insane. I have over 250 clips. And the problem is, if you don't really show people, they don't know. Because as much as I know, it's worse than I even thought. It is so horrible. Then I have a whole stack of former Muslims who are Muslims on record, including imams, saying how it's a giant criminal conspiracy. Stack after stack after stack. I mean, it's close to 300 clips. Because the crew gave me over 200, got another 100 and something here that I've been collating. I mean, I've sent all these to the crew, but I'm just saying these are the ones I sent the last 5 days. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover all the other massively important news that ties into this. I'm going to try to get it done in the first hour or so. And then as long as it takes me, if it takes the next 3 hours to play at least a couple hundred of these clips and break them down. But you're going to get insight and analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. Because I am a extreme Islam expert. And I've been studying it for over 30 decades. 30 decades. 30 years. Feels like 30 decades. No, it hasn't been 300 years. So, this is going to blow you away. And the problem is they've gone on their offense unmasking phase, like a Klingon war vessel to fire, it's got to uncloak. And they're in their uncloak phase right now. And it is bad. And so there are hundreds of new horrible clips per day. Tearing down Christmas trees, beating people up, stabbing babies, raping, murdering, saying they're allowed to rape our children because we're subhuman kaffirs. It's like trying to drink the Atlantic Ocean with a straw. Far worse than trying to drink out of a fire hose. So that's coming up. And then for all you clippers out there that want to fight tyranny, those hours are going to be powerful because I've got all these insane clips. A lot of them, I guarantee you haven't seen because they're brand new. You have to understand, for every clip I'm going to show you, there is literally hundreds more. Okay, I have watched thousands and thousands and thousands. My family's like, what is the problem? I'm up at 3 a.m. watching this stuff because it is so horrible. And the arrogance of these people is just unspeakable. And they're trying to dial into all of our political stuff and manipulate us. And I'm going to analyze that too. Because they go, oh, look, the West is evil. Yeah, we've gotten away from our Christian roots. That doesn't mean what you're doing is good. Doesn't mean you're the solution. If I've been poisoned with arsenic, the cure is not cyanide. If I've had my leg cut off, the cure is not being shot in the face with a shotgun. If I've been bitten by a cobra, the cure is not to be thrown into a pit of rattlesnakes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday Live, Trump goes on offense, tells Maduro he will not be allowed to flee. Bans all third world immigration, period. Overturns all of Biden's auto pen orders. That's 92% of all his actions. Plus, a deep state scrambles to downplay exposed coup attempts. A seditious conspiracy of the seditious six goes into full damage control. And it all ties together. We're going to hit all the other massive news in the first hour, as long as it takes. I'm hosting 4 hours tonight, 4 to 8 p.m., and then I'm doing the deep dive on Islam going into the offense phase. But if you haven't read the Quran, I did about 28 years ago or so. I'd read large sections of it and seen TV programs here on local Austin Access Television that have been produced around the country by groups warning of it, reading from the Quran. So I thought, well, I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble's and I'm going to buy one somewhere around the office today. Bought a big one. Official, you know. And all the nice, pretty scroll and designs. And I read it. And boy, did it give me a headache. But we're going to get into it. And it is all about how to take over and how to lie to people and the different phases. And then once you build up to a big enough number, you start attacking everybody, low intensity to drive them out of the town. Once you have that town, you take the next town, and then you take the whole country. Then anybody that doesn't join you is put into slavery or killed. Anyone that is not a Muslim can be put in sex slavery. They can be castrated. They can be put into slave labor. And Islam, in history, is the grand champion. Muslim dynasties have had more slaves than the Chinese, the South Koreans, the Africans, Westerners, everybody combined. And that's mainline history. But then they're the ones teaching that in the prisons that blacks should become Muslims because of the transatlantic slave trade that was tiny compared to the Islamic slave trade. Now, for one dynasty or one kingdom, one empire, the Romans have the record, but that was just one empire that lasted about 500 years. Well, the actual empire, 410. But they had to build up for about 100 before. But let's just 500. The Romans, in their 500-year history, are the grand champions of the most slaves. They mainly had European slaves. But when you add up all the Muslim dynasties, they had 8 times more slaves than the Romans. Because there's been 1,500 years of Islamic slavery. Not 500. So that's coming up, and I've got the receipts, and I've got the Muslim imams saying they're allowed to enslave you today. And if they capture your country, they can put your women into sex slavery, your daughters down to age 9. And I got videos of them marrying 9-year-olds and them bragging about it and saying marrying your family is a good thing because Allah said so through Muhammad. I mean, it is just unspeakable. And it's all coming up. But let me get started on the other huge news. Well, it's all part of the Trump's a dictator drumbeat. Doesn't matter. He was popularly elected and in the Electoral College. Doesn't matter that the higher courts have ruled everything he's doing is totally constitutional, cut and dry. And they say it's illegal and they say it's criminal and they say you've got to resist it. You got to buy guns and fight back. You've seen all the clips from The View and from Don Lemon and all the rest of them. And then they have these senators and House members and CIA people say, we're counting on you. Don't abandon ship. You've got to decide what's illegal and not follow his orders. Well, they're not illegal orders. And so that little statement's not illegal, but the compendium of what they've been doing and who's funding it has come out now. It's Soros, the Democrats, and elements of the CIA. That is sedition ahead of uprisings and big events, false flags, I believe, that'll be blamed on federal law enforcement and on the National Guard. And you've seen them when he was president-elect saying he's going to send out the National Guard. They're going to kill brown and black people. They've killed nobody. They're the ones getting killed and shot up and rammed. Oh, we've seen terrible behavior out of ICE in Chicago. Why, we saw them pull their guns. Did you tell them that they got rammed at high speed and shot at? Did you tell them they got hit in the head with bottles? Oh, they fired tear gas. Did you tell them that their cars got rammed and they got surrounded? So they're literally trying to undermine the elected executive branch while they create the Cloward and Piven strategy and the Podesta plan for civil unrest. And that ties into Hegseth. Hegseth is ordered with boats carrying fentanyl and all this other garbage on known drug boats that they track from where the drugs are delivered to the port. They know the boats. They know the people. They're listening to their communications. And that is the equivalent of a giant missile with explosives, but even more deadly, coming to our country. Thomas Jefferson did the exact same stuff. He just used cannons to take out the Barbary pirates, the Muslim pirates. They're doing that to us before. And Congress knows they can't override this. As a president, when there's a clear and present danger in lifetime attacking, has the right and the duty to protect, preserve, and defend. So they leak stuff that turns out to not be true, that Hegseth said after one missile hit the first boat, and there were a few people still alive, drifting, said, kill the other people, kill them all. And Hegseth came out and clarified. He said, of course we said up front, it's lethal, kill everyone. But I didn't have to give a second order. It was the first order. So they play these games not knowing that the general public doesn't understand that that's what the military does. When they fire missiles, hellfire missiles at your boat, they're not shooting them at you to give you a proctology exam. They're not firing them at you to fix your root canal. They're not shooting them at you, you know, so it's like some penicillin so you get over an infection. They're shooting them at you to kill you. They got politically correct in the 70s and stopped saying search and destroy for the Army and Marines in Vietnam. Search and clear. That's why Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, changed the name of the Department of War after World War II to the Department of Defense, and everybody else copied it. And Trump's like, it's not the Department of Defense. It's the Department of War. It's what it is. In the Constitution, we're not playing games anymore. It's the Department of WAR. It's not Info Defense. It's Info Wars. It's not Department of Defense. It's Department of War. It's what it is. So, again, they continue to imply that it's illegal and, ooh, it's a major scandal and all the rest of it. So look at these headlines. Pentagon ups retribution campaign. Hegseth conscripts the Pentagon for Trump's retribution campaign. GOP senators have joined Democrats in investigating Pete Hegseth's kill everybody allegations. It's like saying, did you know we're going to investigate to see if a bear craps in the woods? I caught you crapping in the woods, bear. We're going to investigate this ice cream to see if it's cold. Can you believe the Department of War, when they fired Hellfire missiles at boats, was to kill them? They should have fired giant Nerf darts at them. Maybe dropped pillows on them. He comes out and says, I didn't have to give a second order. We intended the strike to be lethal. But the media says, that's not a defense, because they say. Meanwhile, Flynn has all the contacts when he's on these interviews, myself and Matt, and he's like, well, I just my opinion, Brennan's behind, you know, the Seditious Six and the Podesta plan and all this. Brennan went on C-SPAN in 2018 and said Trump won't be in office in 3 months, and he has all these former intelligence operatives on TV with him at a big meeting, and they go, what do you mean, sir? And he goes, well, it's not going to be impeachment, I'll tell you that. And they went, ooh. And they had all sorts of dirty tricks. And then they had Phil Mudd of the CIA go on TV and say, well, the CIA is going to kill this guy. Remember all that? The intelligence agencies have six ways from study to get you, said Schumer. Now, but when Flynn says it's Brennan, it is Brennan. It's Brennan's acolyte that runs the Seditious Six. And so it's very, very important. And now you have another Afghan national, Mohammed Dawood Alo-Khozay, planning another mass bombing and bragging about it with the reportedly was a bomb to attack Fort Worth. And guess what? Turns out he worked with the same CIA unit under Biden in Afghanistan, and they brought him here, just like the last guy. So are you starting to figure out what's going on here? And I'm talking about, you know, the individual last week that killed and seriously wounded another National Guardsman in D.C. That had clips of CNN and MSNBC. The articles are on Infowars.com. There's not enough time to play all these clips that you want them. They're on there. You just type in, CNN says the National Guard wouldn't have been shot if they weren't on patrol. MSNBC says they wouldn't have been shot. It's like, yeah, you know, that woman wouldn't have been raped if she wasn't walking down the street so pretty. By the way, later I have Muslims explaining in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. that an unaccompanied woman is allowed to be raped. That's why you'll see Muslims rape like 80-year-old women, 10-year-old girls. And my wife last week went to like HEB at like 9:30 at night. She'd forgotten something. She'd tell me the next morning. And she gets out in a Muslim, in the Muslim nightgown, you know, whole outfit, runs up to her, starts yelling at her, saying, you shouldn't be out here alone. You shouldn't be out here at night. Something bad could happen to you. Because in his religion, and she was very aggressive in her face. And she just got in the car. She already got in the groceries she wanted. But, I mean, that's just an example of how out of control this. But sorry, that's coming up. So, that's where the rubber meets the road here. So all of this ties together. And then we've got the normal, you know, suspects running around everywhere saying that Trump is a dictator. Look at this. Comedian David Letterman crawls out from under a rock, brands Trump a dictator, says he's humanity's worst accomplishment. There's video of it. Get that clip. So that's all they got, thinking the public doesn't know what a dictator is. No, he's elected. You guys are dictatorially doing all the things you're doing. You're the ones shutting down the government and then blaming Trump. You're the ones that did all the human trafficking up to a million kids into the country. You're the ones that are now freaking out that this is all coming out. And everybody knows that in my 31 years on air, I have been against every single major U.S. military operation, because that was under the globalists, that was under the neocons. In every case, it was to put somebody worse in. In every case, it was starting a war with Russia. You know, in every case, it was something really evil, lied about WMDs. Now, there were emergency missions and security missions, a lot of stuff I did support. Rescue missions, something like that. But I've said, really before anybody, Trump got in, I said he's going after Nicolas Maduro, because people don't understand that Venezuela, per capita, was the richest country in our hemisphere until the 80s and 90s, and then communism came in. They called it socialism, but you saw what happened. So that money's all still there. They have a bunch of kingpins worth hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. They have a budget bigger than the CIA. They've been working with the CIA and the Chi-Coms to steal our elections. And they are making their move. And they've been caught. We've already gone over that whole shows this week and last week and the month before and 5 years ago of how they work with China to make the chips, bring them to Taiwan, have it assembled in Venezuela, and then these companies are allowed to sell these four or five of the biggest companies into the United States, and it's all proprietary code, proprietary. You can't look under the hood, but any hacker can break right in, and then to make sure that can happen, you have the attorney generals, the secretaries of states, and all the rest of them, like in Colorado, 2020, just giving out the code access to the computers on the internet. If you expose it, you go to prison. So that's really what's going on, is to cut off the deep state Democrat Party's piggy bank. And the CIA's been on record in Ratcliffe not wanting total regime change. They want Maduro to be able to leave, to be able to have amnesty somewhere. And Trump said no. They're going to have free and fair elections, and they're going to step down. Because the CIA is still super corrupt. Trump's barely gotten any reform there. And they want that group to stay in power down there. So now, I'll get this in a moment, Trump rejects Maduro's request for amnesty in newly disclosed phone call. And they just had another phone call, but I told you months ago he was asking for it, and then it came out a month ago he was. Trump said no. So he offered to turn over their gold, their oil, you know, everything to the United States. He said, nope, your people will keep that. We want your regime gone. It's a dictatorship. So they're in our hemisphere. Yeah, they ship drugs in. But they're the senior partner of the Mexican cartels. I mean, massively. They're super junior. Ultra junior. And if you, look, first thing Trump did was send troops in, but the Panamanian government knows the old contract said we built it, could always be there. Carter signed a deal to give it away. Decades later, under Obama, it was transferred. And China moved in and took it over. And politically, they've been pushed out. There's been a lot of cloak and dagger stuff going on. And the U.S. is currently there in a proxy war, pushing them out. But we built that. That's strategic to us. Our criminals in our government gave it away like they gave your jobs away to China. And Trump's saying not so fast. So that's a big deal. So I want to get into this here with some key clips from General Flynn and others here in a moment, including the former CIA highly decorated section chief out of Afghanistan. But before we do that, since I mentioned it, here is a comedian, David Letterman, brand's Trump a dictator, sitting around again with some women, just shooting his mouth off with a fancy $10 word like dictator. Here it is.
Shut up, Piggy.
Oh, how about that? Oh, my God, that was so good. Oh, man, just a wonder of idiocy. It's just fantastic. It knows no bounds.
None.
No, and it's never ending. He's our dictator.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
No, and it just laughs a minute.
Yeah. And I heard he was standing in front of a giant gold eagle for something recently.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
There's
no,
a lot
he ain't going
gold
anywhere.
In that office now. I think
I know, and I'm sure it's not real gold because that's not as shiny.
Yeah, probably not. But it doesn't make any difference. The appearance is fraudulent, as is everything about the regime.
Exactly, the regime is right.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I have
things
to go.
Things happen. Just remember, hey, Piggy, things happen.
Things happen.
Good and, God!
Don't forget to subscribe and love us.
It's like 18 times the worst behavior one has witnessed ever anywhere.
Yeah, and everyone
worse.
Seems fine.
Think
with
of
it.
The worst thing that you've ever seen humans accomplish. Mm-hmm. This is so much worse.
He's talking about when the Saudi prince was there a few weeks ago, and they brought up that so-called journalist whose dad was a famous super arms dealer, Clergy. And they said, oh, well, Turkey claimed that they thought, and the CIA thought, that Saudi intelligence killed him. How do we believe anything out of the CIA? Remember they said the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. But Trump just said, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but they're allied with us, and they're doing everything we want, so I'm not going to talk about it. Trump said, when I get in, I'm not going to tell these countries how to run themselves anymore, while the United States does stuff far more corrupt. They get involved in our interests. They screw us. I'm going to come down on them with a hammer. And they all respect that. That's what you voted for. That's not a dictator. You know, the same CIA that said Trump, it was all paid for by Obama, flew to St. Petersburg, got off a plane and had hookers piss on him. And they admit it's all fake now. I don't believe any of it. Now, does Saudi intelligence kill people? Do birds fly in the sky? Yeah. What does that mean? He's a dictator? Because of that? I'm going to come back with some key new interviews. You know, the interview we did last Wednesday with General Flynn was so key about the ongoing rolling coup they're building up for the big action. I've been talking about this for a year now. It's all happening now as people are finally paying attention. And it's true. Flynn and I are the very first to talk about it from different angles. He agrees with my analysis. I agree with his. It's sort of analyzing the same thing. Now others are finally getting it, but there have been new big developments. He's directly connecting elements of the CIA to the shooter last week with the National Guard and the alleged bomber up in Fort Worth. And it's, we'll explain how this works. People go, oh, that's Trump's CIA. Yeah, right. Just like it was Kennedy's CIA in 63 in Dallas 62 years ago last week. Grow up, folks. Get more sophisticated. So we're going to come back and get to those key clips and then shift gears into a bunch of other big stories here. And Trump going at nullifying all the auto pen, 90% of what Biden did, banning all legal and illegal immigration from any third world country. He's getting ready they're raiding the Somalis in Minnesota right now and in Seattle. We've got tons of videos of that. I mean, just grabbing them by the hundreds because they were just given asylum blanket by Biden. Nope, sorry, you're gone. They've caught them in mass fraud. It's all coming up. But I just want to point this out. We're empowered and funded not by Soros, not by the Qataris, not by the Israelis, not by the CIA, not really by sponsors. We've got like one gold sponsor. That's great. We are funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com and the products being so great and having an 80%+ reorder on the methylene blue, 70%+ reorder on all the other supplements. Nobody's got numbers like that. We have the very best of the super nutrient combos, systems, the best Shilajit, the best Irish Shea Moss, the best bovine colostrum. If you don't know what these things are, look into them, find out how amazing they are, and then know we have the best. The deal we have right now is insane, and it runs until tomorrow at midnight, and that is it. Tomorrow at midnight, biggest sale in the history of the site. 60% off site-wide, including the hoodies, the ball caps, the sweaters, the T-shirts, the widest selection. And let me just explain something. At 60% off, these hats break even. You understand? At 60% off, you are getting these awesome Richardson, Decky, you name it, hats at cost like this badass America First. That is a good-looking hat right there. But we just want you to get you in the store, see how great the products are. This is the biggest sale ever. It only runs until tomorrow night at midnight. That is the biggest sale ever, thealexjonesstore.com. Get your Ultimate Methylene Blue. Get your Irish Sea Moss. Get your Bovine Colostrum. Get your Ultimate Life Force Cardiovascular Boost and Cleanser. Get it all now at the lowest prices ever at thealexjonesstore.com, powering the Second American Revolution worldwide.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish Sea Moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
Again, it is Sunday, November 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and remember, the declassified that the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, since at least 2013, have been running covert operations against InfoWars trying to shut us down. All the rigged staged trials, all the lawsuits, all the demonization, all the attacks. We have been enemy number one in the independent media because we are over the target and know what we're talking about. Not just for the general public, but I'm able to decompartmentalize people in government agencies that hear the stuff I say and go, how does he know all that? A lot of that's secret. A lot of that's the public doesn't know. And he's accurate. And then I give them information from other corporate systems and government systems they didn't know. And they don't want those different agencies being decompartmentalized. One of the most important things we do. All right. Now, here's an update. Major update on the Seditious Six. Funded by Soros and the CIA, now come out, we published that on Friday, Mike Benz exposed it and others, they're putting up billboards around the country saying Trump's a dictator, don't follow his orders. They won't say what's illegal, though. Ahead of more unrest, terror attacks, more of the troops getting killed, all because they just have them out there and the criminals see it and crime goes down by 95%, places like D.C. and Memphis. Because the police have been told to stand down by the Soros-controlled police departments, DAs, and judges. Remember, that's the defunding the police. This is the takedown of the country. And so when they get shot and killed and rammed and all the rest of it by vehicles, CNN and others say, well, you shouldn't be out patrolling. Don Lemon, you know, what they're doing is illegal. They're targeting citizens, which they're not. It's not illegal. So go buy guns. When they come to your house, you know what to do. Want to see that clip again? I played it last week and again yesterday on a Saturday show. I mean, I've got so many clips of them. We have to be able to fight and die against ICE and against the Border Patrol and National Guard. They said on The View a few months ago. And you got the main senator leading all this. You know, we have all these clips of her in the last few months saying, the National Guard's going to kill people. We're going to have a civil war, I'm worried. And so now, well, let's nudge them. Let's get them scared. So that they end up shooting somebody innocent, and then they've got their narrative. They need George Floyd 2.0. Meanwhile, Gold Star father blasts Biden after National Guardsman shot in D.C. by alleged Afghan shooter. There's no alleged. He's on video doing it. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem stuns leftist NBC host Kristen Welker, says Biden allowed 100,000 Afghans infiltrate our country, and confirms the U.S. will deport aliens with pending asylum claims. So that's what's happening. So here is a short clip of Flynn on the war room, and then here's a longer one. And at the end of the first, we've got the former highly decorated CIA section chief who's been exposing all the election fraud more, explaining how this really works. And then the longer clip, we've got a former SEAL Team 6 member breaking down what's really happening with these guys being connected to the CIA. And again, that's still the main beachhead of the globalist. Who've been operating in total secrecy with impunity since 1947. And now you have all these former high-level CIA, you have all these former top generals, you name it, saying, no, abolish the CIA immediately and create a real counterintelligence system to actually deal with the CHICOMs and others instead of running around trying to domestically control our country and offensively trying to overthrow governments. So let's go to the short clip of Flynn on Bannon and then just go right into the long clip. I'll start and stop at some, but this is key information. Since he was on with me Wednesday, this went out Friday. Here it is.
He needs to recognize that we must stop the CIA from driving U.S. policy domestically and foreign. I'm telling you, Steve, that is a massive, massive problem. And I wouldn't say 50%. I would say shut the doors. It is no longer, it's a dead organization because it's an organization that is killing. It operates in the darkness. It is killing us. And so that's my message to President Trump. That's such sort of step one for him. I don't care what somebody's handicap is. You take that organization and you rip it apart because that organization is driving our policy everywhere. And it's killing our country right now. And it really is. I mean, the people that are part of it and the people that have been part of it are the ones still operating and driving everything going on in our nation. I mean, it's got to stop. It has to stop. And that means in Congress, that means in the White House, that means in the judiciary, and that's definitely overseas some of the things that they're doing, the nefarious things that they're doing. And that's not going to make me any friends over there at Langley, but too goddamn bad. These people, right. This organization is driving this country and has been driving this country for 50 years or more. It has to be completely gutted and changed. And you're right about the other organizations. You know, we got to quit playing games.
Look, I was in the CIA for almost 24 years. I did a lot of things for them. I understand this business very well. The agency has been defeated completely in the last 20 years. We're only looking at Western Hemisphere. From the optic of Western Hemisphere, we were defeated. Who knows what the Russians have cheesed against us in Eastern Europe and what the Chinese have done there. I'm of the opinion now that the CIA needs to be closed. We need to create an OSS-style organization, which Office of Strategic Services during World War II. And on the side of it, we should create a counterintelligence organization like MI5 that only does CI.
That's what we
have been penetrated so badly because all of you in the national security apparatus have failed on counterintelligence so horribly that our enemies have taken over the direction of our foreign policy.
My first thing was when I heard about where this guy came from, I was like, oh my God, this guy was, this isn't a one-off. This isn't a lone wolf. This is an intentional design to start a, basically a, an internal physical component of what I call this color revolution. And this is just one among many that I think that we should expect to see.
So you're saying the date was chosen or this guy, was used for color revolution. One, tell the audience, what do you mean by that? And who's in charge? In your best thinking, who's driving this color revolution against the people and the sovereignty of the United States?
Yeah, I think that right now, and we have to really take a hard look at what happened all the way back to 2016 under Obama. And I think that Obama is still in the mix here. I think the operational commander on the battlefield here in the United States of America is John Brennan. I believe that. I mean, that's my gut. I think that there's enough indicators out there for the types of activities that you look at what John Brennan has said, what he's been talking about. I do think that Obama is a part of the command structure. When we talk about, I'm putting it into military terminology, but I believe that that's part of the command structure. There is an international component to this. I call it the axis of resistance. The axis of resistance essentially consists of communists, both that are emanating from the CCP's control, but also communists inside of our country. I mean, you know, if people don't believe that there's communists in Congress, you know, go look at the way that they voted to get rid of socialism. I mean, what it was, 92 didn't vote against socialism as part of the functioning parts of our government. I mean, so you got communism, you've got Islamism, you've got these narco cartels, these terrorist groups that are also part of this. It's not just Hamas and Hezbollah. It's FARC and it's the Cartel del Sol. I mean, you have a combination of organizations, and there are people that are at the, you know, sort of at the pincer of it, meaning the pointy end of the spear that are organizing and controlling some of this. I mean, all you have to do is read their damn doctrine, which I have. And I want people to understand when we talk about color revolutions, that's what's going on over in Ukraine. That total loser war that I keep talking about, we have to get the hell out of there. We've got it. Trump has got to tell his team, if he wants to stick with this team, it's like you said in the preempt with Jack and his brother. You know, Trump signs all these executive orders. Who's checking to make sure these things are actually being put into effect all the way down to the lowest levels, right? And the one phrase that I used to use as a commander in the military is because, you know, all the lawyers would come in. And I say that lawyers advise, leaders decide. And so President Donald J. Trump, you need to make a decision now. Listen to your lawyers, but make a decision. Get your team, whether it's CIA, DNI, Sec War, you know, Sec State, Sec Commerce, I don't care. Get them all in and tell them, and especially the Secretary of Homeland Security. I mean, I think that Trump felt like all this going on and it was happening. It's not happening. The essence of a color revolution is a, in this case, for the United States of America, this is a long period of time that this has been going on. They kicked it into higher gear when Trump won in 2016, and then they're balls to the walls right now, you know, in terms of what they're doing. And it's clear. All you got to look at is the components of a color revolution. Go look at the components. I mean, I can list them off here, but it's on my pinned post on X right now. Just go look at the components of a color revolution. We are going through all of them. Trump needs to understand that this is not just some, like he said in one of the clips you showed, this is not some guy who's a loony bin. No, this guy is extremely well trained. He is a soldier of the left. Okay. He is a soldier of the movement to destroy the United States of America. And we have got to start facing the facts. The main actions that we are seeing economic warfare being played against us. We're seeing cyber warfare. I mean, my God, Mike Benz is one of the best to listen to. We have political interference. You know, most people, Steve, don't know about what's called the New Virginia Majority, right? There's a name, Tram Nyan, New Virginia Majority. This is a communist movement inside of the United States to make sure that they get as many people that are communists running at the local level, school boards on up, right? And then we have what's called, within the color revolution, you have what's called contrived cultural shifts. And that's this whole Islamification of the United States of America in different places of the country. I mean, we have the problem right here in Florida. I'm down here in Florida right now. It's not just in Florida. It's not just in Dearborn. It's not just in Houston with the epic city. Steve, this is a creeping like a cancer that is coming into our country. Yeah. Islam is not compatible with Christianity, and Sharia law is not compatible with constitutional law. We cannot have either.
Mike, Gil, you were there. I agree. There were people that, now we were fighting for their country, but people that did serve.
Stop right here. This is the SEAL Team 6 guy. Been a long time in Afghanistan. Both the shooter and now the bomber. Would-be bomber in Fort Worth, worked for the CIA rapid response hit teams. And again, now, magically, they're doing this. And they're targeting what Trump's doing. And the media's like, see, you should get the National Guard out the street, hoping the guard gets jittery. This is all part of just turning the violence level up, the intimidation level up. And people need to understand exactly what's going on. And you know, the Navy SEALs like, well, they just abandon these guys, you know, then they're crazy guys, and you know, but they were brought over here. It's a lot bigger than that. I've been predicting this would happen. And 3 weeks ago, Flynn predicted you'd start seeing Islamic attacks from all the chattered information we've got. And I'll show you that next hour. It's not chatter. It's in the Quran. When they get to a certain level in a country they've got come into, saying they're friendly, they then go on the offense. They start bullying people. They start attacking people. They start taking over. They start marching with their swords. They start threatening everybody. And they're working with the left, working with the globalists who brought them in. So let's go back to the SEAL Team 6 member.
States, it's time there. I have no problem with getting people out of the country. I have a massive problem with letting any of them in the United States of America. Okay? It's a different culture.
I agree.
It's a different religion. You got 1.8 billion. You got Muslims spread all over from Indonesia to Malaysia. All the way through the Gulf, Africa. There are plenty of places that would have taken the Afghans, particularly some of these people are hardworking people. The point is to bring them here. And now, I mean, just give me a minute on, does it strike you as odd that a CIA guy that was trained by the CIA guy that looked like he had no problems all of a sudden just mysteriously appears in Washington, D.C. to gun down a couple of troops in cold blood, shoot him in the head, sir?
No, it actually doesn't surprise me at all, Steve. Like I said, these guys were old school Mujahideen descendants. Then they became part of the strike force. What happens is, like I said, they're loyal at one time, and we paid them a lot of money. We equipped them. They had a high operational budget, but we turned it off overnight. So there was no transition to get them to work for themselves. So we literally, I watched it happen at some of these bases. We would literally start leaving. In the middle of the night, we have helicopters coming all night, pulling the equipment out, and they ask us, are you guys leaving? And we would say, no, we're not leaving. And then one day we would just leave. So we literally just abandoned them. That's what happened under Obama and Joe Biden. So no gradual transition. So we threw them out on the street, unemployed. Their operational budget's gone. Now they're on their own. So what happens is they either join the Taliban because they're broke, or they get killed. Or they have to flee Afghanistan to another Arabic country. And then when Joe Biden did this crazy pullout, you saw these guys hanging on the sides of airplanes and piling in. So yeah, it's a desperation move on their part. And then they come over here and they probably have no job, whatever. And then someone pays them to go kill some National Guard guys. So no, I'm not surprised. And two, I think this is a sign of things to come. This is going to happen again. So I'm not defending these guys. I'm not saying like pour this, pour that. I'm just saying. They were once a loyal force, and then we abandoned them, and now they're broke on the street, and they need money, and they're desperate, and guess what? They're trained killers. So this is what happens. This is what our government did. This is the deep state. This is Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, and Barack Obama. That's what happens.
And then through the different globalist NGO networks, they just pay them. Now the SCIF's great site on X, a lot of good analysis, and everything, every line you read here, I could spend an hour showing you the proof. I've done it. Mike Benz has done it. It's all public information. Let me show you this. If you believe an Afghan shooter with confirmed CIA and zero unit ties, that's a hit team for the CIA, was a lone wolf who also connected to Firebase Gecko, a CIA special forces base in Kandahar. You're not paying attention. And the CIA released this. This is confirmed. Just like they told you Thomas Crooks, Tyler Robinson, Ryan Ruth, who they now confirm worked for the CIA and State Department. Tyler Robinson worked in the CIA feeder program. Crooks, you know, all the signs. Just like they told you that Thomas Crooks, remember, tried to kill Trump. Tyler Robinson, Kirk, Ryan Ruth down in Mar-a-Lago trying to kill Trump. Except you are not understanding the bigger coordinated color revolution happening right now in real time from both foreign and domestic entities. I told you they got domestic leftist paramilitaries. They got Islamic ones. They've got jihadists. They've got MS-13, TDA, Latin Kings. They've got the Antifa. They got it all. And they say they've been creating lists of all of us, including myself. It's time to make America a priority. Identify and prosecute traitors in our own government and foreign entities trying to sabotage and take down our great country. So just think about that. Now, John Brennan was the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia on 9/11 that let the hijacker decoys into the U.S. and covered it up later. And I had the actual head of the embassy on many times who blew the whistle and exposed it all. Looked that up. Alex Jones interviews the head of the Riyadh embassy who exposed how John Brennan overrode him and authorized the 9/11 hijackers to come in the U.S. I mean, I've interviewed him many times. But continuing, that was like 20-something years ago. Brennan is converted to Islam. We have videos of him bragging about it and giving speeches, and he's a card-carrying communist. So that's who Obama put in as the head of the CIA, and that's the guy quarterbacking all this now. By the way, if you're a new listener, I know that doesn't sound real. Look up John Brennan, communist, John Brennan, Islam. It's videos of him saying it. It's on record. So here's the former CIA section chief, counterterrorism in multiple countries like Afghanistan and others. The real reason Trump is going after Venezuela ties all together. It's Gary Bernstein. We're getting on, I think, next week. And then we have another ex-CIA agent explaining it. And what's happening is these people are going public. There's a war inside the CIA, and they're exposing the tactics, just like the CIA high-level officers that last week warned last Monday Jesse Waters. People saw Jesse Waters' segment. They went, my God, that's word for what you've been saying. Yeah, folks, because I know what I'm talking about. Okay? So this is going down, and they've got thousands of just the Islamic operatives here, not to mention all the other gangs. And they've got it as their force ready to launch. And when Trump responds to the military, they're going to call him a dictator. Let's roll these two clips back to back, CIA whistleblowers.
The Mexican cartels, I know everyone in America talks about the Mexican cartels, but they're not the big boys, ladies and gentlemen. They're not. They're the drivers. Everybody talked about Chapo El Guzman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bloody driver. He's a nobody. Okay, he's a nobody that had $1.4 billion, but these guys have hundreds of billion. There are at least a dozen people in Venezuela that have more money and power than the Central Intelligence Agency and money to spend on operations. That's how large and gigantic. This is the largest transnational criminal organization in the world that no one knew about or no one wanted to talk about until they stole our election in 2020, and we decided, okay,
I talked about it 20 years ago.
Play hardball, here we come.
If you go on the internet and you look for articles about it, there's hardly anything.
No, because they crush anyone who dares talk about it.
That's right. It's been wiped.
If you are easily triggered or offended, then you're easily controlled. Today, I want to talk about liberal rage and the manufactured pipeline that creates it and that profits from it. And I'm going to give you the playbook. I spent my career at CIA and NSA. I also advised other intelligence agencies. I now have my own corporate intelligence firm. All of these opinions are my own. In 2018, I think we all can remember the kids in cages. This thing was months and months of kids in cages. There were celebrities online crying.
And it was all from Obama.
Just being outraged.
All old.
There were people making millions of dollars off of this. And Trump was the villain. But funny story, these pictures, most of them were actually from 2014, the Obama era, 4 years prior. And this has been verified. AP, Reuters, publications who have since done the investigation and verified that they were, in fact, from 2014. The Obama era, who deported 3.2 million people, more than anyone else, even Trump at this point. And then in 2020, when Biden took over, it remained. He kept doing it, but the outrage went away because they no longer needed to push their agenda. Here's the playbook they used, and that they use every single time, that I want you to look out for. All right, first, they're going to pick a target. So they're going to pick a villain, because every outrage has to start with a villain, whether it's a person, whether it's a bill, a state, a country, whatever it is, they're going to pick their villain. And then they're going to pick a topic that triggers emotion. So you're going to see manufactured headlines. You're going to see context cut out. They do not care about facts. They only care about emotion. What can we take? What small narrative from this can we take to then put out there, and it's going to create outrage and virality? For this one, it was kids in cages. Who cares about the context that it was actually an Obama thing that's just continued and continued through Biden? We don't care about that. We just want the outrage to go after the villain, which in this case was Trump. Then they activate their network. So Wired actually just did an investigation and found that this liberal dark money group, 1630, who I'll do a thing on, it's very interesting, but they started a nonprofit and quietly gave contracts to influencers. And in those contracts, it said, you're going to push out whenever we tell you, whatever political information we want you to give, whatever opinion we want you to push out, and you cannot tell your audience that you're being paid for it. You need to just push it out and make it seem like your idea. And they were paid upwards of like $8,000 a post. News stations catch on to it. The 24/7 news, which we know is there for entertainment purposes now.
All right, so let's stop there. When we post this to X, we're live now, and Rumble, we'll add all of what she had to say. She just says a lot more. She comes up to current things. But remember, people peed on the graves of dead children, and they went to houses and attacked people. No one did that, any of it. But I was blamed for stuff that didn't even happen. CIA ran that. It's been partially declassified. They created the whole deal, and then the FBI deployed it. Trump, the KKK are fine people. He said the KKK are not good people. They don't care. They just said it. Trump, all Mexicans are bad. Never said that. Trump's a dictator. The National Guard are killing people. No, they're getting killed. But you got low information voters out there that believe this crap. They're turning the heat up. All right. I got a few more stories yet on other issues, and then I'm going to do the deep dive on Islam. And believe me, you want to watch this. And then this is for you to cut up, slice up the pieces, my analysis on each little key area. This is going to take hours, but it's important. Remember, I'm funded by you. I need your support. The biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that funds the whole operation is running till tomorrow night. 60% off store wide on the ball caps, the t-shirts, the best supplements out there. We are break even on the apparel at this. Okay, but I just want to get you in the store because the products are so amazing. The AlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share the live feed now.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen themselves as the fabric of this nation.
As many of you know, Minnesota is drowning in fraud.
In Minnesota, a state with the largest Somali immigrant population in the United States, extensive welfare fraud schemes have siphoned billions of taxpayer dollars from federal and state programs, primarily orchestrated by members of the Somali community. The most notorious case, Feeding Our Future, involved fake nonprofits submitting bogus meal claims during the COVID-19 pandemic, defrauding over $250 million in child nutrition funds.
The brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
The largest pandemic fraud in the United States.
The subjects in this case weren't interested in feeding our future. They were interested in feeding their own gluttony.
We have new details on a jury tampering scheme at the center of a major fraud case. Federal prosecutors indicted five people for their roles in offering a juror $120,000 for a not guilty verdict in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The U.S. attorney says the group targeted juror 52 because she was the youngest juror and appeared to be the only juror of color. According to court documents, they dug up information on her family online and even put a GPS tracking device on her car to track her whereabouts. During their investigation, investigators uncovered a video of one of the defendants leaving a bag of money at the juror's home.
Similar scams have targeted Medicaid's autism services, where providers inflated diagnoses among Somali children, jumping from $3 million in spending in 2018 to $399 million in 2023.
According to the charging documents, Hassan worked with others to recruit families from the Somali community, whether kids had autism or not. Prosecutors write that there was no child that Smart Therapy was not able to get qualified for autism services. Then, to drive up enrollment, they paid monthly kickbacks to families between $300 to $1,500 per child. Prosecutors say Hassan and her partners paid for it all through the millions worth of fraudulent Medicaid claims.
It didn't matter if the kids had autism. And what happened? Autism claims to Medicaid surged. In 2018, $3 million. By 2023, listen here, from $3 million to $400 million.
While housing stabilization programs created fictitious companies to build for non-existent services.
At the August trial for Abdi Fattah Yusuf, the jury heard evidence that he ran his home health care company, Promise Health, out of a mailbox at a Central Avenue address where multiple other home health care companies were supposedly located. Yusuf and his wife, Lowell Ahmed, were charged with stealing $7.2 million of taxpayer money through Medicaid overbilling in a personal care assistant or PCA scam. Despite the jury swiftly convicting Yusuf, Judge Sarah West last week decided they got it wrong. Judge West ruled that the state's case relied heavily on circumstantial evidence. Jurors in the case can't believe the decision.
I am shocked. I'm shocked based off of all of the evidence that was presented to us and the obvious guilt that we saw based off of the said evidence. It was not a difficult decision whatsoever.
Federal prosecutors, led by acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson, have issued 77 indictments in the Feeding Our Future case alone, with additional charges in autism and welfare fraud totaling at least 28 scandals since 2019, amounting to an estimated $1 billion in losses. These frauds extend beyond mere theft, with investigations revealing that millions of the stolen funds were funneled back to Somalia through informal hawala networks, ultimately supporting the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Some defendants in the Feeding Our Future case donated to prominent Democrats, including Attorney General Keith Ellison, and lobbied figures like Representative Ilhan Omar and former Senator Omar Fateh, who advocated for the programs.
And I want to thank also Amy and her team, Feeding Our Future, for making this first court victory a reality.
Things are heating up as President Trump terminated temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota on November 22nd, 2025, labeling the state a hub of fraudulent money laundering. Under Waltz's watch, John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
The deep dive on Islam starts now.
Ultimate Life Force.
That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The crew gave me the actual number of the exhibits that I've given them the last 2 weeks on Islam as I've been preparing to do this broadcast. Over 400 clips. Hundreds of clips of top imams saying they will enslave us all and kill everyone that doesn't convert to Islam and reading from the Quran that that's their orders, that's their battle plan, that's how Muhammad did it. Hundreds of clips of them burning down thousands of churches per year in Europe alone, attacking Catholic bookstores, you know, shooting up rock band concerts, stabbing babies in baby carriages, being behind 80%+ of the rapes and murders in Europe. Hundreds of clips of in Germany, in Sweden, in the Netherlands, in the UK, from Scotland to Ireland to England, them electing the leader of Scotland a few years ago, saying there's too many white people, Christianity's bad, get out, we're taking over. That was a little too much, they kicked him out. But I mean, this is absolute war. And under Islam, it's all a war manual by Muhammad, how he came in, and in just a few years came into Medina, said he was friendly. He was basically a caravan robber and a slaver. And he then brought in his people and then started getting violent and within 2 years pushed all the other groups out, the Jews, the Zoroastrians, the Christians, and took it over. Then he took over the next town, the next town. By the time he died, he'd taken over most of what Saudi Arabia today. And then 100 years after his death, they'd taken over more area than the Roman Empire almost did. But they finally, after 700 years of attacking Western Europe, ran into people they couldn't stop. Over 800 years ago, what is Iran today, Persia only took in a few thousand Muslims as refugees. You saw what they did there. Took them over. India, same thing. All the way out to Malaysia, all the way out to Indonesia. Selling European slaves they grabbed in Europe as far away as Spain and shipping them to be sold by pirates in the South Pacific. I mean, you pull up a world map of countries that are Islamic. Look at it. 2 billion people. And they're told, go get on welfare. Have a bunch of kids. Bring down the society you're in. And then we've got all these people in Jordan and Saudi Arabia saying, listen, don't let them in the last 10 years. We want to stop this. This is where we get the blame. This is Orthodox Islam, and you're going to regret it, and we're going to get the blame. Well, that's in the Quran, too, to say, hey, this isn't us. But they export the, quote, radicals, the Orthodox, to us, while the leadership sits back and says, oh, no, we're your friend. But they won't take any of them in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in any of these countries. Notice it was radical jihadis overthrew Gaddafi, because they understand it's a revolutionary force that it exports to us. So there's just, I could go 10 hours on this. I'm going to barrel through a bunch of it today. I'll spend 2 hours on the 4-hour show tomorrow on it. I'm going to get to all of this, and I'm going to just analyze a little bit each piece, but this is it. And I have mainline historical breakdowns of Islam being the world champions for the most slaves ever on earth, times six, seven, eight times anybody else. And I got it all. I got the receipts, folks, and I got the Quran. So you understand, the Quran is a paramilitary political system of global domination. The Jews won't even hardly let you get in their group. That's an exclusive club. Christianity wants everybody, but says we want to do it through peace, but we're not going to make you convert. Christianity didn't start making people convert until they ran into Islam. Kind of learned that from them, so there was some inquisitions and problems. And then you had the Reformation. But the Muslims say, we don't need a Reformation. This is what we want to stay as. They claim Saudi Arabia wants a Reformation because they can look ahead and see they're going to lose. But that's why Muslims don't get mad when you say you're invading, you hate me, you're a liar. They go, ha ha, you will be defeated. Because they believe it's their right to rule. And they think you're stupid. There might be a nice Muslim down the street or whatever. They're not a practicing Muslim. They've just been forced into it from birth. But the real Muslims, and they're the dominant group, they want your ass. And yeah, they took over the world. They'd all just fight with each other as well. That's what they did with the Shiites and Sunnis. But it's bad. So let's just start with Stephen Miller, clip 47, expose the Democrats' plot, turn America into Somalia. And they always vote with the left. And once they get to 10%, they can be the swing vote. Then they get aggressive and kick everybody out of their town when that happens, like Dearborn or Minneapolis. The list goes on and on. Then we go to John Brennan, talking about the beauty of Islam and why he converted. And we just got a bunch of breakdowns here. Let's just run through a bunch of these clips back to back with some of the background, some of the history. Then I'm going to start showing you the imams and their own people saying it, and then a bunch of things. I mean, I have a whole stack of them driving trucks over people where they have to put up barriers all around the Christmas trees. In Germany, new attacks this week. Now that there's barriers, they go in and throw smoke bombs at people and attack everybody and tear down the Christmas trees saying it's idolatry. And then they show up, oh, Palestine, that's just their cover for it as well. No, in the Quran, it says, kill the Christians and destroy it. They go, oh, but we love Jesus, he's our prophet. Yeah, if you say he's not the Son of God, and he's just another prophet, and Muhammad's the last one, you see, nobody else can ever question him, well, then it's okay, you're a Muslim. No, no, no. They go, oh, you think, oh, it's the same Abrahamic faith of Judaism and Christianity and Islam. No, that's not what they teach. All that other stuff is evil and has to be destroyed. Start playing the clips back to back.
Their language puts ICE officers in the line of fire. And then you have Democrat governors like Governor Waddle, Governor Pritzker, who is aiding
Governor
and abetting.
Waddle.
Well, when I heard the name of the turkeys, right, Gobble and Waddle, I said, Waddle, that's coming to Christmas.
We all need to lose some weight, as the president said, but go ahead.
but when you have ICE officers, who now you have a Governor Pritzker and a Mayor, Brandon Johnson, who are siding with the invaders, siding with the rioters, siding with the pedophiles, siding with the gang members against ICE officers as they're ambushed, as they're assaulted. But what's the point of it all, Jesse? What's it all add up to? Why are they engaged in all this? What is their objective here? It's the Somalification of America. In other words, when you see the state of Somalia, that's what they want for America at the end of the day, because it's easier to rule over an empire of ashes than it is for the Democratic Party to rule over a functioning Western, high-trust society with a strong middle
class. It's official plan.
Look how powerful the Democrat Party became in Minnesota once they flooded it with 100,000 Somalians. Once the elections were decided, right, by clan rivalries and ethnic feuds. Once that happened, the Democrat Party became permanently powerful in Minnesota. They became permanently powerful in the Twin Cities. That's their model for America, to make the whole country into a version of Somalia.
By the way, Muslims will give like 80% of their money that they steal to the Democrats.
This Thanksgiving,
it's war for them.
Every day that Donald Trump is our president, and we've gone from 30% inflation, 20 million illegals, unlimited refugees, violent crime in our cities, to security in our cities, no more illegals, no more refugees, and finally a country that puts American citizens first.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience,
this is CIA
to
Director
learn
Brennan.
About the goodness and beauty of Islam. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is. how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. وهناك دراسة عربية في جامعة أمريكية في القاهرة وهذا في ألف و في سنة 1975 وسفرت إلى الأردن وفلسطين والقدس وتونس وبعد مصر ساكن في الشرق الأوسط تقريبا ستة سنة. And during a 25-year career in government, I was privileged to serve in positions across the Middle East as a political officer with the State Department and as a CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, I saw how our Saudi partners fulfilled their duty as custodian of the two holy mosques of Mecca and Medina. I marveled at the majesty of the Hajj and the devotion of those who fulfilled their duty as Muslims by making that privilege, that pilgrimage.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
It's kind of a 100-year plan, and
correct,
we're 50 years in.
Correct.
What's worst-case scenario the next 50 years?
So, Jordan just banned the Muslim Brotherhood. The UAE has banned the Muslim Brotherhood. Our leaders, for two pieces of silver, have sold out our basic values and our basic institutions. Qatar is giving more money to British education, to American universities, than any country in the world. It's to use. Qataris are starting to fund people like Tucker Carlson.
We know that for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we do. And because the radical left wants to get rid of Western hegemony, the Islamists who want to destroy Western hegemony have this bizarre common cause. We call it the Red Green Alliance, to destroy their own country, their own culture. And it's terrifying.
What would it take to make them start to listen?
We are sleeping through the revolution. It's time for us to wake up.
Having the hearings to define what the declaration of war is about is central to the survival of the United States. Because it's not about ISIS, it's not about al-Shabaab, it's not about AQM, it's not about Boko Haram. It is about a worldwide, religiously motivated, ideologically driven, totalitarian movement that is dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization, and as a part of that process is dedicated to the destruction of the United States. And we are at war with these people, whether we like it or not. We need to move to wartime legal circumstances where betraying America is an act of treason.
You know, we all say we have to identify the threat. Well, I think the one who identified it the best was Erdogan from Turkey when he said, Islam is Islam. There are no modifiers. Democracy is the train we ride to our ultimate objective. He couldn't have said it any plainer. And until you recognize that Islam is a political movement masquerading as a religion, you're never going to come to grips with it.
The key thing to look at is that when we're fighting an enemy, he basically says that he fights according to Islamic law, to implement Islamic law through jihad. And each of these terms is doctrinally defined in Sharia law. Almost all of it has a basis in the Quran and the Hadith. So that means that there is an imperative to understand if the enemy we're fighting says that he fights by those rules and you don't know those rules. I'm not talking about a one-off where you have someone write a book you buy in Barnes & Noble then decide, gosh, that's good for me. I'm saying you actually read what they have said, and then you understand what they say in the context that they mean it.
Where is this mystical, peaceful version of Islam taught that I keep hearing about from our leaders? I'm just asking the question, can you name one Islamic school on the planet that teaches it? And why am I so confident? Here's why. Because it's a capital crime in Islam for a Muslim to teach another Muslim anything about the Quran or the Sunnah that's not true. So of course they have to teach children that jihad is obligatory when they're old enough and that Jews and Christians must be hated and despised for the sake of Allah, because that's what it is. If that's not what Islam is, then why is it taught in every single Islamic school on the planet? Well, here is a book, the most prominent Islamic book used in Islamic schools in America. You can tell it's a little well used. There are three duties in Islam according to this book. Dawah, to call people to Islam. Jihad, and encourage good and forbidding evil. Those are the three duties, and they're teaching them to seventh graders in America. And it says this, the word jihad is most often associated with the act of physically confronting, and it has a picture. What's that a picture of right there, sir? Right here. Yeah, it's a tank. It's a tank, so when the little children are confused about what jihad is, it says it right there. If anyone dies in jihad, they automatically will go to paradise. A shaheed or martyr is described this way by Allah. Don't think those who were killed in Allah's cause are dead. No, they are finding their bounty in the presence of the Lord. To Americans in Muslim schools, that's what's being taught, and much worse. Matter of fact, let's just flip to the rear just for a little fun to see when they talk about the basic Islamic government. The duty of the Muslim citizen is to be loyal to the Islamic State. Taught right here in America.
And I have countless clips of imams saying, we're going to take over step by step, and we're going to kill you if you don't convert. Now, this is just a short little history. Each little piece, you can go into hours of it. Took over Greece. Took over Constantinople. Took over the Persians. Took over just everywhere, all out of the Pacific Ocean, all the way into Western Europe, all of it. And the plan is to take it all. Took over Sicily, almost took Rome three times. That's why the Vatican has 200-foot walls around it. But the Pope now says let them all in. But he's got guards inside the Vatican. So here's just a short history of this. And I'll start going to the imams themselves in their own words. And the Quran. Here it is.
Everywhere Islam takes over, civilizations collapse. This is history, not an opinion. Egypt, before the 7th century, a brilliant civilization. Alexandria, the center of ancient knowledge. After the Arab conquest in the year 640, Coptic Christians persecuted, special taxes, elites fleeing. Result, a poorer Egypt, Mesopotamia, Baghdad, 9th century, capital of world knowledge, science, medicine, philosophy. Then Islamic internal wars, Sharia law imposed, economic decline. Today, Iraq, ruined and unstable, Lebanon, 1960s, prosperity. It was called the Switzerland of the Middle East, then the rise of Islamists in the 1970s. Civil war from 1975 to 1990. Result? Exile, bankruptcy, chaos, Iran. Before 1979, a modern country, growth, open universities. After the Islamic Revolution, religious dictatorship, sanctions, massive impoverishment, Afghanistan, 1970s, Kabul, universities, cultural openness. Then the arrival of the Taliban, brutal collapse. Today, a country ruled by Sharia, famine everywhere. Gaza, 1950s, visible Christian minority, active economy. Then the rise of Hamas, Sharia law imposed. Today, ruins, extreme poverty, massive unemployment. Always the same story, conquest, Sharia oppression, and everywhere, collapse. Egypt, Iraq, Lebanon, Iran, Afghanistan, Gaza, different countries. Always the same result. Everywhere political Islam takes power, civilization disappears. Everywhere, political Islam took power. Local civilizations collapsed. This is history, not an opinion. And North Africa is a striking example. Before the year 690, North Africa was mostly Berber. Christian kingdoms still existed, heirs of Rome and Byzantium. Carthage, Timgad, Hippo, cities with churches, where people spoke Latin and Berber, where local traditions were still alive. But everything changed brutally after 690. Arab armies crossed Egypt, then invaded Libya and advanced to Morocco. In 711, they crossed the Strait of Gibraltar. They conquered Spain. The result? Forced conversions. Christianity disappeared. Indigenous Judaism declined. Whole populations were Islamized and Arabized. The Berbers, a free people, resisted. They fought back. They rebelled. But against military and religious domination, most were subdued. Their language declined, their writing almost vanished, their original identity was erased. Look at Tunisia. Carthage, once a Christian and Roman center, was destroyed in 698. Its churches were torn down, replaced by mosques. In Algeria and Morocco, Berber kingdoms were absorbed into the caliphate. The Arabic language was imposed. Local customs were suppressed. Every uprising was crushed in blood. From Morocco, armies crossed the sea in 711. They occupied almost the whole Iberian Peninsula. For 8 centuries, Spain lived under Islamic rule. Only a few Christian kingdoms in the north survived, in constant resistance. Everywhere the same pattern. Conquest, Islamization, Arabization, ancient cultures erased, peoples transformed by force. Even today, North Africa still carries the mark of those conquests. The Berbers reduced to a minority, their ancient languages almost gone, and much of their history erased.
And tens of millions sold into slavery. We'll get into that coming up, the numbers. But that's just a small first few hundred years. Not all the attacks on Eastern Europe and the takeover of Greece and much of Italy and then Iran and India used to be almost 3 times bigger. All of it, just Afghanistan and Pakistan, all of it. That's why China will let none of them in. And I'm not for China ethically exterminating in its west the Muslims there. They were converted to it, but you've never been expansionist. But that's what the communist Chinese are doing while they promote the invasion of the West here. But I want to come back and look at more of the history and then their own words, their own background, and then just spot checks of the fraud they do and how they brag. No, you deserve it. We're here to not work, here to get on all your welfare, run scams, and take over your government. We're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. We will stand against the transhumanist globalists. We will stand against the Luciferian Satanists. We will stand against the Chi-Coms. We will stand against any foreign manipulation, Israel trying to control us. We will stand against Islam and Orthodox expansionist Islam that they won't even let into their own countries. We've got clips of that coming up. They export all this. So we're going to go to break. Please remember, I'm funded by you. With the John Brennans of the world, Islamists is trying to shut us down, the CIA running the attempts to shut us down, all the lawsuits, all the scams. But because of you, we have stayed here on air. Because of the great crew. Because of your prayers, your word of mouth. So share the articles, the videos, the reports from X, from Rumble, from everywhere. And pray for the broadcast. Because that is the most important thing. Your word of mouth is absolutely critical in the info war. Take the live feeds from X, from Rumble, from Infowars.com/show. Share it on your email, your text messages. Tell those you give it to share. That creates the chain reaction. And support us financially while getting insanely good products at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those of you that have supported. We wouldn't be on the air without you. I want to tell all you that have been on the fence. Do you understand we have the very best supplements that will change your life? The widest selection of Patriot apparel that's so exciting to wear. We have the biggest sale ever in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. 60% off. 60% off on all the supplements, all the apparel, all the ball caps, everything. Over 700 designs of t-shirts and ball caps and sweaters and hoodies. Look at this new one. America First. Beautiful hat. At 60% off, it breaks even. It is basically a loss leader. Whole bunch of new hats on the site, everything. 60% off until tomorrow at midnight. At thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody that's going to buy anything on the site, people have a VIP, $30 a month, canceling time for free. Get $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deals, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. But just go there. Get the methylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. Get the bovine colostrum. These are incredible products. You're missing out if you don't get them, and it funds the operation. We're fighting together, but I can't do it without your help. Please take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The ball's in your court. Stay with us. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hand down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas, have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at theyellowshowstore.com for 50% off.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can. My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're doing the deep dive on the 1,500-year-old political, military, expansionist cult that is Islam. The threat isn't just real. It's allied with the globalists, and it's trying to destroy the West right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You have countless Muslims that are just slaves, Stockholm Syndrome, under the 2 million people. But the vanguard, the leadership, is arrogant, is hateful, and is very open about their eternal war against the West and the rest of the world. And yet I've only scratched the surface on the clips. We're going to continue. Then I'm going to get into their attacking Christmas celebrations, murdering people, running over, burning tens of thousands of churches in Europe, bragging they're doing it, running sex slavery of 8, 9, 10-year-old girls by the tens of thousands per city, thousands per town, saying under Islam, you're not a Muslim, so your daughter can be kidnapped, used as a sex slave. The police are paid off in most areas, protect them. Keir Starmer was the main national magistrate, is the guardian angel of the pedophiles, not just the Muslims. But it's, we'll show you them saying pedophilia is totally fine. It's in the Quran. It's good to inbreed, too. It's good to marry your cousin or sister. We got it all here. So let's continue. Here's the Muslim Brotherhood in 1990. We don't want to melt into American society. We want to take it over. Then we'll go into some clips about how none of the Muslim countries will take the, quote, refugees because they're sending them here to take over, not take over them. We'll look at the takeover of different European cities by the Islamists, the constant calls to prayer put up blasting, but church bells are banned, the call to prayers inside Christian churches, brought there by the churches, inside the city councils in places like Hillingdon in the UK. People need to understand that they're, quote, Muslims first. I've got them also in Arabic speaking, so I'll translate it. We must declare that Palestine is an Islamic land and that Spain is also a land of Islam. Islamic armies must also conquer Rome. The decline of the West will give rise to Islam from its ashes. The global intifada is coming. And we got folks just saying, hey, period, we're Muslims, but we're allied with all the brown people against you white people. So they want to enslave you too. Just the arrogance. Oh, we'll use the Second Amendment to take down the U.S. Let's just run with these clips back to back. There's so many of them. Let's just start rolling them. Here they are.
We do not want to melt into American society and disappear. We want to go into American society with Islamic ideals and revamp their thinking. We want to revamp them. We want to turn them into Muslim individuals.
Someone please explain to me why none of the other Arab countries want to take in any Palestinian refugees?
They don't want any of them.
And I'll tell you what the answer is. It's because they did once. They did in Egypt. They did in Kuwait. They did in Jordan. And in every single instance, they attempted to destabilize the government and overthrow whoever the ruling authority was.
That is a red line. No refugees in Jordan. No refugees in Egypt.
And these are Muslims with Muslims.
Yes. So please stop telling me that the problem is Israel. When everywhere they've gone, they've sought to destabilize the countries, whether they were Muslim or not, Arab or not, didn't matter. Did not matter.
Let's take Amsterdam, the capital. Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague, 58% migrants. Rotterdam, almost 60% migrants. And of course, most of these immigrants come from non-Christian, non-Western, African and Middle Eastern countries. Conclusion. The Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities. But let's look onwards. London, 54% migrants. Again, conclusion, native population outnumbered. Brussels, color me shocked, 70% migrants. Conclusion, native population majorly outnumbered. And other Europeans will, of course, follow suit soon if they haven't already. So I'm going to draw the forbidden conclusion here. The Great Replacement Theory is no longer a theory. It's reality. And what's interesting about replacement is that the establishment will either deny its existence or, when they admit to it, they say that it's a good thing that the native European population is soon no longer a majority on its own continent. Dutch national disgrace and dubbed climate pope Frans Timmermans already stated in 2015 that diversity is humanity's destiny and that Europe will be diverse. And of course, by now, I think we all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people, less of you. Imagine this in an Asian or an African country. Imagine their leaders rejoicing in the fact that their people will soon no longer be a majority in their own country. Absolutely unthinkable, unimaginable. So what in the world is wrong with our leaders?
Thank you. Please remain standing for prayers with Imam Mansour Ahmed.
On behalf of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Hillingdon, I'm grateful for the invitation to lead the prayer service. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful, all praise belongs to Allah.
Don't say I'm British first. You're not British. You're Muslim first. That's your identity. Does that make sense? So many people, they say, oh, where are you from? Or brother, what are you? No, me, I'm British. Me, I'm Canadian. Subhanallah. As if Canadian is going to help you when you go in your grave. Or I am American. Or I'm Somali. Or I am Afghani. No, you are Muslim. That's who you are. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. Oh, you people, we created you from a male and a female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We created you from different nations and tribes. For what reason? So you may know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who is the most closest to Allah or the most virtuous in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal is the person of a taqwa.
لَابُدَّ أَن نَقُولَ إِنَّ فِلَسْطِينَ مِنْ بَحْرِهَا إِلَى نَهْرِهَا أرض الإسلام وإن إسبانيا الأندلس أرض إسلام وإن البقاع الإسلامية التي احتلها الأعداء يوما ستعود إسلامية بل وإننا سنصل.
I'm sorry folks, let's hit pause real quick. I was multitasking up away from my desk listening, and I forgot that one of the clips is in Arabic, so let's back up at the start so I can read for radio listeners the subtitles here. I apologize. Let's go back to the start of it. We must declare that Palestine from the Jordan River is an Islamic land and that Spain is also a land of Islam. Islamic lands that were occupied by the enemies. We once again become Islamic. Furthermore, we will reach beyond these countries which were lost at one point. We proclaim that we will conquer Rome like Constantinople was conquered once, and it will be conquered again. We will rule the world as has been said by the Prophet Muhammad. We will face a battlefront that is broader and stronger. And the beginnings were in Palestine, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and Chechnya. What was begun will be completed. It will not stop. The Zionist entity reached completion, and it is beginning to decline until it will wane and come to its end. Similarly, America is occupied, thundered and foam with rage, and proclaimed like Pharaoh, I am your supreme God. But it will come to its end, and they will begin to realize that their end is near. We have begun to read in American and European newspapers that our glory is on the wane and there is nothing to do about it. This morning, Al Jazeera TV, I saw American scientists, strategic theoreticians, who said that America would soon come to its end. They said it before about the USSR, and indeed it has come to its end. And we would say that America and the EU will come to their end. And only the rising force of Islam will prevail. So, again, I can show you hours of this stuff. This is what the Quran teaches. How he took over Medina, and then how he took over much of the Middle East before he died. And he said, go forth, and you're going to take over the whole planet, and I'm the final prophet. I'm the only person you listen to. Kill everybody who doesn't submit. And then they go, oh, no, we're the same as the Abrahamic religion. Oh, we're your friends. Absolute, total, and complete crap. And it goes on and on and on from there. Now let's go to clip 39. This is Wajid Ali, and a Muslim. And again, they're adopting this thing about how whites are bad. Your mistake is you let us in. Now we've conquered you. It's over. Listen to him.
You have lost. You lost. The mistake that you made is you let us in the first place. See, that's the thing with brown people. I'm going to say this as a brown person. There's a lot of us. Like a lot. There's like 1.2 billion in India. There's more than 200 million in Pakistan. There's like 170 million in Bangladesh. Those are just the people there. I'm even talking about the folks who are expats or immigrants. There's a bunch of us. And we breed. We're a breeding people. And the problem is, is you let us in 1965. There were a few of us beforehand, but once you let one of us in, you know what happens with brown folks? Our grandmother comes, our grandfather comes, our uncle comes, our aunt comes, our cousin comes, our second cousin comes, our third cousin comes. Then we have kids, a bunch of kids. And then guess what? Some white women, you know, the Western civilization women, the pure women, the American women, quote unquote, the Rust Belt women, the real women, they like some of us brown folks. We don't take them. They come to us. So we're embedded. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. I've traveled this country. I'm going to speak as a brown person. Brown people are everywhere. There will be a Patel Motel or there will be a Desi restaurant everywhere. I want you to realize this. You have lost. Your story is a shitty story filled with misery. It's filled with bland chicken. It's filled with terrible, terrible dry ass meat. Your music sucks. All your culture sucks. Nobody, that's why the kids like listen to black people and their music. That's why the kids love Latinos. Your parties suck because they're monochromatic. Our parties have better food, better music, better looking women.
So this is the intense tribal racism of Islam now saying that, oh, the brown people, I've got the reports. You can look this up. It's actually worse than this says. Islam has had more slaves than everyone else on earth combined. And literally says black people are subhuman. Ilhan Omar's whole family are famous slavers. But she runs her mouth about how we're bad, even though it was the England that ended slavery in the West. So I'm going to get to that next hour. This is just total evil. Let's go to 16 now. A reporter tries to film a documentary about little Somali in Minneapolis, but nobody speaks English, and he's eventually chased out under threat. Here's the clip.
What's it like being a Muslim here in the United States?
I'm not speaking English, only one Somali language.
What does it mean to you to be a part of Islam?
I don't know. I'm not speaking English very well.
How are you? Do any of you speak English? English? No. Can woman speak tall on camera? No. I kept going because I wanted to speak with some more of the elders here to see if they could share their story about coming here from Somalia and how they've seen the rise firsthand. However,
Hello.
None of them spoke English.
How are you? Can I ask any of you guys some questions? No. Speak English?
English, no.
No? Any of you speak English?
After a few interviews, somebody came up to us angry because we were asking people about the rise of Islam inside this community.
My name is Dick Shirley.
What are you doing?
My name is Dick Shirley. I'm a YouTuber. We're doing a video on the rise of Islam here in the United States.
The rise of Islam?
Yeah, it's the number one converting
the
religion.
The rise of Islam. Make it make sense for me.
Yeah, it's the number one converting religion in the United States, so we're doing a top
subject
on it.
Oh, the number one converting religion in the United States.
It's like the number one growing religion. So
wait, isn't it after Christ?
What?
Isn't it after Christ?
This guy wouldn't show his face on camera, and this conversation kept going for a few minutes, and he demanded that we deleted the footage of the interviews that we took here on the street. I said no, and he said, you better go, and we're going to make sure you leave.
I've never been in a situation like that while I've been filming, where somebody comes out of nowhere and wants to take the footage. I was watching a video prior to this video.
All right, let's stop right here. Okay, I haven't gotten to the Muslims and the imams and the really bad stuff, and them running trucks over people and attacking all the Christmas fairs and burning down the churches and stabbing everybody and stabbing babies and everything and saying it's good and running sex slavery rings. That's all coming up next hour, or the giant fraud everywhere they go. But I want to end this hour with Who Enslaved the Most People by Dominique Frisbee. Very powerful historian. This is all very accurate. Now notice, the Roman Empire are the all-time grand champions of slavery. But that's only in their 500 years. There's a whole bunch of Islamic dynasties you add up that are 7-8 times that, depending on how you do the math, of total slavery. And it's more slaves than everybody else combined in history. They are the grand masters of it. Here is the truth of the people that are going to stop human slavery and empower humanity. And that the grand kings of sex slavery are the harams. Here it is. Clip 82.
Hello, my name is Dominique Frisbee, and today we look at the 10 largest slaving civilizations in history. Who enslaved the most people? Was it the terrifying Mongols, led by, among others, Genghis Khan, who, over the course of their conquests in the 13th and 14th centuries, enslaved some 6.5 million? Was it the British who notoriously bought some 3.4 million slaves from West African traders and shipped them to plantations in the Americas in the 167 years between 1640 and 1807? Or was it China's Ming Dynasty, perhaps, which lasted some 276 years with a total cumulative population of 1.9 billion, of whom as many as 5% were enslaved, meaning a potential total of roughly 95 million slaves? The answers will surprise you. But first, we need to define what a slave is, and this is the definition we have used. A slave has no ownership of their own body or labor, but is the property of another. A slave can be bought and sold and must work and act according to their owner's compulsion, with little to no legal protection or path to freedom. Thus, serfs, bonded and indentured servants do not quite count as slaves, even if their lot was little better and often worse. If we had included serfs, Russia, for example, would have featured in the top 10. To calculate the number of slaves, we've estimated the total cumulative population over the course of the civilization and multiplied it by the slave to free citizen ratio. For example, ancient Athens, which ran from 500 to 300 BC, had a total cumulative population of 2.25 million, and roughly 1 in 3 were slaves. So the total number of slaves was 33% of 2.25 million, 742,500. So here are the 10 largest slaving civilizations in history. And in equal 10th, it is Abyssinia. The Ethiopian Empire ran for 700 years from 1270 to 1974. It had a cumulative total population of 207 million, of which in the early years 10% were slaves, though the number fell to 2 to 4% in later years, according to Haile Selassie's slavery advisor, meaning 9 to 10 million people enslaved. In 10th equal, it's the Umayyad Caliphate. In barely 100 years, between 661 and 750, Islamic empire enslaved some 10 million across North Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean, and the Middle East. In 9th place, it's China's Qing Dynasty. This one hinges on your definition of slavery, because there were many in bonded and other forms of servitude, but not slaves as we have defined them. A total population of 2.5 billion, of which maybe 0.5% were slaves, 12.6 million total. You could quite easily argue that 3 to 5% were slaves, meaning a figure 6 times higher of 75 to 125 million. In 8th place, it is ancient Egypt. From 3000 to 30 BC, this empire had a long duration and a cumulative population of 264 million, of whom roughly 5% were slaves, meaning a total of 13 million. In 7th, it's the Third Reich. In just 12 years, the Nazis managed to enslave as many as 26 million people, mostly abducted from Central and Eastern Europe, the fastest enslavement rate of any civilization ever. In equal 6th is the long-lived Joseon Dynasty of Korea, which ran from 1392 to 1897 and saw an estimated 28 million enslaved. Also in 6th, the Byzantines, though they called themselves Romans. With its capital in Constantinople, today Istanbul, this Christian civilization had a total population of 400 million, of whom 7% were slaves, totaling 28 million. In 5th, it's the Sultanate of Delhi. This Islamic kingdom ran from 1206 to 1526, with 446 million people, of which 8% were slaves, meaning a grand total of 36 million enslaved. In 4th place, it's another Islamic state, the Mali Empire, which ran from 1214 to 1610. This West African civilization saw roughly 1/3 of its population enslaved, by far and away the highest slave rate of any of the empires mentioned. And it created much of West Africa's colossal slave trading infrastructure, the trade routes, the markets and more, which would later sell to European buyers. With a total cumulative population of 170 million, its slave population was 57 million. In third, it's another Islamic state, the Abbasid Caliphate, which controlled the Middle East and much of North Africa from 750 to 1258. A cumulative population of 635 million, of which roughly 10% were slaves, means a total of 63 million enslaved. In second, and just missing out on the top spot, it's yet another Islamic dynasty, the Mughal Empire, which ruled most of northern India from the early 16th to the mid-18th century. With a total population of 1.4 billion, of whom 8% were slaves, the total number is 112 million enslaved. And, in first place, it is the Roman Empire. Running from 27 BC to 395 AD, with a total cumulative population of just over a billion, of which 10 to 20% were slaves, that means a total number of some 160 million slaves. Of any civilization in history, the Romans enslaved the most people. No place for the British on this list, which might be surprising to some as the British slave trade is so well known. Largely because the British kept more scrupulous records than anyone else. Also worth noting is that in 1807, the British were the first major power in history to abolish slavery, and more importantly, enforce that abolition. In fact, Romans and Nazis aside, no place for any of the European nations, not even the Portuguese, nor for the US. This is not something that gets emphasized in Western school curricula. Nor is there any place for the Ottomans, which might surprise some, as Romans aside, the Islamic Ottomans were probably the greatest slave traders in history. The Ottomans stole enormous numbers of people into slavery from Africa, the Mediterranean, and Eastern Europe, Poland, Ukraine, and Russia. In fact, the word slave derives from Slav. As many as 10 million passed through their markets. But because the Ottomans, like the Abbasids before them, castrated many of their slaves, slaves could not breed in the way that they could in, say, the Americas. So their numbers did not multiply generation after generation.
All right, let's stop there. You can see the rest of his powerful report at Dominique Frisby on X. Incredible. I'm getting him on. The guy's amazing historian on so many topics. That's right. The Muslims cut your balls off. Plus, they mainly wanted women from Europe, and they sold them all the way into Indonesia. That's why they do the genetic test in Indonesia, and they've got, like, Polish and Spanish blood. And they're like, what is it? Because they got shipped on ships out there, millions of them. Why they call it white slavery. But you don't ever hear about that because the globalists don't want to talk to school because only white people ever did anything wrong. Truth is, Christian Western civilization ended it, except in Muslim areas where it's still legal. Stay with us. Another hour coming up.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you said it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special.
If you are receiving this trend,